razstava Jardini all'Italiana, nove težnje v italijanskem slikarstvu od 28.6. do 11.9.2022. Antonio Grulli bo malce razložil o razstavi v angleščini. So, Antonio, just tell me a little bit about the artist and the paintings we see on the wall for our guides, so they have some information.
Yes, to understand properly the show, it's important to really understand a bit of the historical context. So, as we said also in the introductional text, the 80s in Italy, we had the last generation that of artists that proposed figurative painters in a way that was able to to achieve like an international recognition with Transavanguardia. The generation after that, the one of the 90s and the one in the beginning of 2000, between 2000 and 2010, it was a generation where the mainstream of that generation actually refused painting and especially it refused figurative paintings. After 2010, the things started to change and we started to see the new signs of a new wave of painters and also of figurative painters that were coming out, and now we are living in the middle of this new wave. So now there are a lot of young painters born in the 90s or in the 80s, like in the case of the six artists that we selected for this show. It's really important to understand that this new wave, it's this new tendency, it's something that it's spread all over the country. So north, south, center, big cities, small cities, countryside. And this show want to be a bit like a selection able to represent also this last generation of painters. We can start with Paolo Angelini. Paolo Angelini somehow is the older artist of this show. He's also the one that is more connected with the few figures that brought on, that kept going on with painting even in those decades where it was difficult to paint. She's also the artist in the show that is more focused also on the research of the single brush stroke, of the way the painting is done, even in the way it is painted something. So it's strongly painterly. And this is something that in the other artist we would see less. All her imaginary, it's based always on scenes where you have a lot of elements that can be similar to what we can have in our dream, for example. In many cases, there are also quotations of other artists, even sculptures inside her painting. It's the case of one of the two paintings that are on show here. The red one, let's say, where we can see a sculpture from a minor sculptor of the past century in Italy. She's also part, we can see her as part of a group of painters that settled in the last year in the mid of the Adriatic coast in Italy. Then we have Roberto De Pinto. Roberto De Pinto is the youngest artist in the show. He was born in Puglia, but he moved in the last years in Milano, where he studied at the local Academy of Fine Art. His works are, it's very important to understand also the technique of his work, because he used the encaustic, he used the wax to paint together with the pastels. The encaustic, the wax, it's a super old technique, it's pretty ancient. And for him, it's a technique that is super important in order to achieve a specific result in the skin tones, in the changing of the colors, in the surface that in his work are super important. Also connected with the subject that are mainly men, young men, like in this case, it's really often in a natural landscape, or in a forest or in a garden. This is also the connection with the show. Alessandro Fogo is from Veneto. He studied in Venice. Venice has been one of the main source in Italy of this new generation of artists, of many, many young artists that today are painting, especially in figurative way, studied in Venice. But then he moved also on the mid of the Adriatic coast in Italy. And all his work are always based on images that can seem like dreamlike, that come from something mythologically, something out from a legend, from a story from the past. And in many cases we can find objects, things, elements that can be seen as an allegory, as a symbol. And in his case, when there is a figure, a human figure, in many cases it's a sculpture. So he rarely paints like real people, but when you see a figure in his work, it's mainly a sculpture, like in the case of the main work that he's presenting in this exhibition. Then we have Iva Lulashi. Iva Lulashi also is an artist that is very exemplar also for in the way she, because she was born in Albania, in Tirana, then she grew up in Italy and she studied in Venice. So she's an interesting mix of the Italian school of painting and also the Albanian school of painting, because she has been very close also to other painters from Albania, from the previous generation. So she's an interesting mix. And this is something that is really important to understand, because, you know, in this last generation of painters that we have now in Italy, we have been able to also collect new input, new life, new blood from other school of painting, like in the case of Iva. Her works are always, we always see subjects that are taken from old videos or movies, and in some cases also from old movies, pornographic movies. The scenes are never too explicit, but we can understand, we can feel like a little disquiet of an image that can be immediately before or immediately like a sexual act in many cases. And then we finish with Maddalena Tesser. Maddalena Tesser also is from Veneto. She studied in Venice, she's still based in Venice. Her work, the main subjects are always young girls, young women, still again inserted inside a natural landscape. Her, like the others painter of this show, we can see a lot of connection with the painting that it was done between the two world war in the past century. So there are a lot of connection with the German New Objectivity or the Italian Realismo Magico or the Surrealism. There are a lot of connection with that, but she also look a lot to the, for example, the paint, the kind of painting that it was done during the Middle Ages, with the Pisanello, these paintings that were related also with the life that you could have had in the court, in the princess court, in the prince courts in that time.
You forgot Diego.
Ah, yes. Diego Gualandris. He's also one of the two youngest in the show, together with Roberto. Diego was born in Bergamo, where he studied, but then he moved some years ago in Rome, where he's based, where he has his studio. In his work, he's able to collect suggestions from source and words that usually are really uncommon for the kind of subject that usually you have in painting, because he's able to collect images and suggestions from the world of fantasy, the world that you can have in video games. So it's really uncommon, but at the same time he's able to sublimate everything inside his painting skill, which are pretty impressive for a guy of his age. He never starts with a plan when he paint. He's really like, there is the use of painting as a tool to be able to project outside also visions. And this is something really important, because it's a very important tradition also in painting, with painting as a vision of new possibility, new world. And this is something that for him is super important, and he can move really freely in the stories or in the allusions that you can find in his paintings.
So I have two questions.
Yes.
First one is, you've you have been talking about the influence of older, not just masters, but also teachers. So if you can name some, you know, in comparison to certain artists. So that's the first one.
I would mention two of them that probably are some also the most important teacher that we had related to painting in the last decades. One is the teacher of the Venice, of one Venice class of painting in the Academy of Fine Art there, which is Diraco. Which as a painter he is a painter, but he's not so famous, but as a teacher he became pretty legendary. And the other, which is also that, and he, for example, he taught to Maddalena, to Eva, but also partially to Alessandro. Alessandro was not inside his class, but he was in Venice, so he got also the lesson from him. And the other one, which is also a very good artist, and he has been a great teacher, is Marco Cingolani. And he taught in Turin, and now in the last years in Milano. And for example, Roberto De Pinto studied with him.
Okay, so most of the paintings here are from the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. So is there any influence of this, let's say, I mean, in my vision of, you know, people going to their own intimacy by being more alone and so on, in the events that were like in last years. Are there any connections with that? Would you see that this helps somehow in production or some visions, or what's your view on that?
It could be. It could be the many of I work with many of them since a few years, let's say since before the COVID, and they were already doing this kind of things. So it can be made stronger by the last 2 years. Maybe it could be also that there is also a connection with the historical moment that we are living, you know, which is also pretty similar to what we had like a century ago, more or less. So it could be like, I think art, it goes in wave, you know, things go on and go down and then go on and they go back again. So it could be both connected with like a micro historical event like the COVID, but also in a longer vision, it could be also connected with this kind of friction dynamics that we are living now in a more global context. It could be, but it's really different, you know. Today it's, as you know, it's everything is possible. It's not like in the past when there was like a main zeitgeist way of doing art. Today it's really beautiful to see how the figurative paintings is back as one of the language that the artist can use at the same level with the same consideration of the other language. You can be a performer, you can be a photographer, you can be a painter, you know. It's today it's really, so it could be also connected with that, to the improvement of the complexity that today you have in art. Too long.